This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future, the state of the future. So we've got all kinds of things going on. Obviously, in the United States of America right now, we have chaos, we have terrorism, we've got it all within, and people are arming themselves to the teeth in light of the fact that there may be marauders all throughout the rural areas, which has been something that a lot of people have been warned about, that these Antifa folks are going to spread from the urban areas now to the rural areas. Which, if you take a look at communist takeovers in the past, this sort of seems to be one of the patterns, is to destroy within the urbanized areas and then go and plunder, rape, and pillage, amongst other things, in the rural parts of the country. South Africa is a good example. Venezuela, other parts of South America. Just a typical kind of, Maoist takeover. Did I say Mao? Yeah, not like Mao Zedong. Yeah, so Antifa, the Nazi group, and, then you've got the other one, Black Lives Matter, and you've got other terrorist organizations out there, have effectively been called out by the President of the United States, who says basically that no more for you. No more terrorism for you. And for you governors that have been dragging your feet out there, it's over for you as well. You need to protect your people. And if you're not, then the U.S. military is going to be brought to your state. And, of course, that's exactly what's going to happen out here in California. The the failure of the current governor to not deploy all the necessary assets of the National Guard here in California has created quite a few problems. And in fact, questionable deployments, questionable use. Are the National Guard standing down? Are they failing to protect people and property, which is one of their first jobs, is another order that has not come down, apparently, from the governor. We're seeing and hearing of stories where the National Guard has been actually tasked to escort Antifa and Black Lives Matters. You heard me. Escort. That's really a good use of the California National Guard, especially since, you know, basically the state is broke as a joke. And from what we understand, they don't even have enough money to fill the tanks of the vehicles that I'm talking about the fuel tanks of the vehicles that are supposed to be helping to quell this violence. How bad is that? That's how broke California. I mean, they're coming up in a very bad budgeting time. They don't have any cash. Double whammy. No cash for you, California. No filled up fuel tanks for our National Guard. No deployment. Has anybody figured this one out yet? You know, when you got no money in the bank to pay the basics, this is what happens. Well, of course, the other part of it is the ideological agreement. The ideological agreement that this current governor has, like the other governors in other blue states, like Pritzker and Cuomo and Murphy and Brown. Well, by the way, this take a knee philosophy that's going on, is it because Brown doesn't have enough money? I'm talking about Kate Braun. She doesn't have enough money in her bank account to pay for the National Guard. I don't know, but, you know, I'm just saying, take a knee. We're going to take a knee to the terrorist. There you go. That's always a good strategy. That's always a good strategy. Take a knee to the terrorist. Now, have the terrorists shifted their direction? This is the key thing. Have they shifted their direction from violence and mayhem to all of a sudden, oh, we got the orders from up top to stop that? To stop that behavior, because guess what? We can't roll out and bring out our National Guard, which that looks bad. That's an admission of some sort, because we don't have enough money to pay for fuel. That's another admission. Are we covering are we using take the knee to cover the fact that they can't deploy entirely? Or and utilize the, and here's the other part of it, utilize the mission of the National Guard to protect and defend us. See, there's a lot of problems going on if you take a look at it from that perspective. No fuel for you, and we don't want you to go out and continue your mission because we don't believe in it, but we're the state leaders. We want to see mayhem, death, and destruction. Of course, it's pretty obvious in California, sanctuary state. They failed in every degree on upholding the Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4, which is a requirement to be a member in good stead in the United States. And it's clear that they're violating Article 6, the Supremacy Clause, to take us and separate us from the United States of America, create lawlessness. When we do that, we violate all portions, all three sections of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, in which the state and the United States have to guarantee to all citizens in the United living in the state of California a republican form of government to be free from invasion and to protect us from domestic violence. Obviously, California, with its monoparty system, has violated the first section of Article 4, Section 4, failing to provide for a Republican government, a Republican form of government, not just it's filled up with Republicans and so on. No, a party system a representative government. This is clearly what they have failed to do. In fact, they're trying to make... Why? Listen, if you're a dictator, why would you need a party system anyway? If you want to move a state into dictatorship, eliminate the two-party system. Eliminate Republicans and Democrats. And oh, by the way, did I tell you? Maybe I didn't tell you how this all fits together, but there is no Republican Party for California out here any longer. They're moot. They're neutered. They've been castrated. They've got no balls at all. And now we're talking about also the Democrats. There's no Democratic Party out here either. Neither one are going to have a convention. Oh, it's because of the COVID virus. No, it's because they're broke as a joke. Both parties have no money to run campaigns. Hello? You see, they're devastated and destroyed. They're devastated and destroyed by what? By the process that brung them. By years and years and years of altering the California Constitution so it is so that gerrymandered districts have occurred. We've got top two. We've eliminated the party system altogether. That's why they say, oh, we have a monoparty system. Hell, we don't have a system at all. In fact, the governor now with his supreme powers... He does not have to give up any power or authority, and he's acting like a dictator. Shocking. Shocking. Are you shocked that he's acting like a dictator because he is one? Now, what does that do for us with domestic violence? What does that do for us with freedom from invasion? Well, he's failed there, too. Talk about sanctuary state. Talk about all the people that are now dying in this state because of what? Active acts by revolutionaries. By terrorist acts. He is not stopping them because he's in full agreement with them. That's why the president is acting. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, so let's kind of examine why the president might have done what he did when he's calling in now for the troops. And these governors who are failing in their responsibility to protect and defend, and of course, what you're going to find because of the various acts that have now been enacted by the president, including Antifa being referred to as a terrorist organization, we should go the full Monty. And we should declare the other organizations, including the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization. However, I think that you're going to find that all you need is one act to spring into other acts. And I think that's exactly what the president's doing here. I think that's his logic, is that he is going to declare one of them, the most important one. I would say the most important one, historically speaking, it's the most significant one to do, and that's Antifa. Okay, because the Antifa, you know, the history of Antifa is kind of interesting. And it goes back to the days of Adolf Hitler. This is a Hitler. Listen, if it starts to look and feel and sound a lot like Adolf Hitler has returned, that's because they're using the same tactics. Shocking. I said this years ago. I called in and talked to John B. Wells one Saturday night on Coast to Coast, and I said, you know, if you take a look at this, it starts to smell a lot like Hitler. That's essentially what I said. And, of course, that's what's been going on. All these are Hitlerian tactics that are being employed against us right now. Check out Hegelian dialectics. Just start there, right? And, of course, all this was spawned back in 1848 a lot of these tactics that are being used by these totalitarians have been known for millennia. Controlling the people, after all, right? And, of course, what was so unique in history was that we did what? We had the gumption, the gall, if you will, to form the United States of America. Hello? An independent country for the first time ever. That was what we did. Shocking, I know. But that's what we did. Just getting a notification that the 82nd Airborne has now been brought into Washington, D.C. There you go, Antifa. No Antifa for you. Anyway, so I go back and look at Antifa. That, to me, is the most logical place to start, because we're dismantling this. What the president is doing here is dismantling the terror organization that has been established by the Obama administration. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you ever learned how to use or understand WikiLeaks, it's all there. The communiques, the emails. All of what we're talking about is there. Listen, I don't just get up here because I'm cute and I'm handsome and I'm good looking and talk to you like this. Hello, it's because, you know, I have a face for radio, but I know how to do deep research. I know it's not even deep. Look at this stuff, it's not deep. You don't have to go far. You're just moments away from finding out the truth about all the details about these things. With the internet, the demise of all these people is because of the internet right now, and because of citizen journalists. That's what's going on. Our defense is we've taken a fallback position in all of this, and we've gone, wait a minute. Where do we go from here? What do we do in the light of this totalitarian mindset, which has taken years now to establish, certainly since 1848 in the United States, with the rise of the Communist Manifesto, the document that kicked it off, the anti-American document that kicked it off by Marx and Engels. It's been that long, but it accelerated, especially after World War II, because, you know, the Nazis lost. And they had a plan, the Fourth Reich. They wanted to institute that, bring it back, and stop the United States, destroy the United States. The golden goal of many of these people, as you know, is to destroy the United States of America. Why? They've had to have some sort of reason, some sort of drive, if you will, that would cause them to bring this country to this point in time in history. And that's the whole notion of what happened after World War II and Operation Paperclip, the people who infiltrated, they got the deep state here that now helped to form the CIA. There's a good CIA and a bad CIA. Gee, I wonder how the bad CIA acts. Gee, they act a lot like Nazis, of course. And they do a lot of clandestine things against this government, our own CIA. Big time. And they act and look and smell a lot like Nazis. And that's the point, because they are. So this is where we're at now. The tactics of the Third Reich being applied to the realities of the Fourth Reich. That's what's going on here. And now it's time to stop it. And who was one of the precursor elements of that? It was Antifa. One of the first units to be disruptive. First groups to be disruptive on behalf of, and to set up the demonstrations, to do what they're doing today. Now, it's kind of interesting that the Antifa movement is a youth movement, per se. It has been. It's got its leaders. And, you know, I went out last night, and I was sort of spying on a Black Lives Matter demonstration. And it was very interesting. I sat for a good half hour, watched the whole thing being orchestrated, which is a lot like Antifa. In fact, there were some Antifa signs there. It looked like more. But, you know, the thing was, this was a Black Lives semi-Antifa group of individuals, 50-some individuals. These individuals, I think, were from 16 to maybe 20 years old. And boy, were they being groomed. Their handlers walking behind him, coaching him about the chants and the cheering and all this stuff. It's almost like being on the sideline of a football game. You know, when you're on the sideline of a football game and you got all the players that are standing there, you know, and they're cheering on the people on the field. You know, and they want to get in, put me in. Hey, coach, can I go in? That kind of stuff. Kids running off the field, coming back and all that stuff. You know, but they were using signs to draw attention to them from the traffic. They were doing the same sort of thing. And behind them, the coaches were working them. They had about, of the 50 out there, they probably had about 10 people coaching them from behind as to what to say and do and so on. And then there were the supply agents, people supplying them with drinks and sodas and things like that. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. It's a scam. These people are bussed in from outside. And by the way, it was supposed to be a Black Lives demonstration, really. There wasn't one black person there. Mostly Hispanic and whites. Shocking. Shocking. But the other part of it is, of course, the Antifa part. The youth movement indicated to me clearly Antifa elements there. But they were being groomed, ladies and gentlemen. It was obvious to me they were being groomed for the next stage of their development, not just out there protesting, but to move into more of the violent realm, more like into rioting. And that's what was going on. Grooming. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, I don't see a difference between them. They were very well blended last night. But I do support the fact that the president, and he did the right thing by declaring Antifa a terrorist organization. And that has opened up a complete new spectrum now for the president and law enforcement and the military to quell this rebellion. Because everybody who's been helping, aiding, and abetting, are you listening to me, Hollywood? These homegrown terrorists, well, you're coming to justice. And it's about time. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Ben, you know, we're all supporters of the First Amendment. We understand the importance of peaceful protest. But when you look at what's happened over the last 7 nights, there are a lot of bad actors who are using the death of George Floyd to do bad things.
No question. I mean, what we're seeing here are three groups. There are protesters who are legitimately angry about police brutality, and they are protesting and exercising the First Amendment rights, and we're all in favor of that. And then there are people who are actual outside agitators, people like the folks over at Antifa, who are just terrible human beings, who are staging acts of violence, attacking police officers. And then there are rioters and looters who are taking advantage of the situation to steal a pair of shoes or to grab a TV. And those people don't give a two dams about George Floyd. They don't give two dams about any of this. All they care about is being able to steal stuff and break windows. And the attempt by certain other members of the media at other networks to paint this as an outgrowth of legitimate outrage is insane and demeans both the protesters and George Floyd.
We heard Laura Logan talk about Antifa, and she really laid out what their principles are and said that they're, you know, left radicals. How did this group form, and what do we need to do to let them see that this is not acceptable?
Well, the group has been around for a very long time. Many members of the media legitimated it or legitimized it or attempted to pretend that it didn't exist. It's a very loosely affiliated group of anarchists and radicals who take advantage of large crowd scenes in order to generate violence against police. They've been doing this for literally years, and anybody who mentioned this was deemed to be not serious about other problems in the United States. The only way to fight this is to arrest everybody who is engaged in acts of violence, and that doesn't mean that you have to enact new laws. And all this means that you have to enforce the laws that are on the books. And we've seen mayors of major cities like Portland basically allow Antifa to run the streets for years on end without actually arresting people who are committing crimes. It is the essence of tyranny to see what we are seeing right now in L.A. or New York, where the law-abiding are locked in their homes at sunset and rioting and looting are allowed to rage out of control because political actors are too cowardly to actually do anything to uphold the first mandate of government to protect your life, liberty, and property.
Wow. Ben Shapiro, who I really respect, by the way, really respect Ben Shapiro. I think he's done a fabulous job. You know, it's interesting, the first responsibility of government is to protect and defend our rights, our liberties, right? And they don't do that. So everybody's in their houses because of COVID virus, right? COVID virus. You got your mask on, puppies? Going to go outside and breathe your own spittle through your mask, rebreathe it? Well, that's real healthy. And then you're going to shame those of us who don't wear our mask. We're not doing enough to stop the COVID virus. What a bunch of crap. These people who shame you because you're not wearing, do they understand, and they don't, apparently, how imbecilic, how ignorant they truly are. They're totally ignorant of the science. And, you know, if you take a look at them, especially those poor souls who have to work in businesses that mandate that they wear the mask for the COVID virus. You know, their mask is not sealed up properly. I mean, come on. It's worthless. But, I mean, I'm just saying a few statements of fact here. COVID virus, that's us. Gotta stop that COVID virus. Imbecilic. So Ben is exactly right. Now they're targeting, and again, here goes the progression that I have described is going to be happening with the communist takeover. It's coming. It's coming. Increasing violence will be happening. And now, by the way, last night in St. Louis, four officers shot. This is last night. What's it going to be tonight? And, of course, what about the California National Guard? Oh, they've been told to stand down, basically. Hey, you want a riot? Go right ahead. Go right ahead, sucker. Well, the only reason they're being allowed to riot is because the governor said said everybody should stand down. When you have a governor who is telling the National Guard to stand down and not protect and defend the very people that they're supposed to protect and defend, he's complicit with the other side. Shocking. And now you have, like in California, a complete dictatorship. It's a complete dictatorship. And who's going to doubt me on that? Who's going to challenge me on that? When I was saying 6 months ago, 6 years ago, we're going into a dictatorship, and you all laughed at me, you chided, you ridiculed me. Shocking, here we are. And next, what are they going to do? They're going to come for you. Yep, that's where this is going to go. And the president knows that. That's where tyranny like this always leads. And in California, it's the worst. That's why we've been pleading now. And as of today, we have 101 grievances on the table for the president to act on our behalf to protect us from the tyrant and his tyrannical form of government. That means he's got to go. That means the current governor has got to go. And he can take all of his other governmental minions. Now, I suspect, now that the president has declared, and they're going through that process of the declaration to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, oh boy, does that open up a spectrum of wiretaps and so on to determine if, in fact, these people and who they have been associated with, you know, all those people that have been contributing money to Antifa? Guess what? It's a terrorist organization now, foos. And you're going to be held accountable. So those of you in Hollywood, guess where you're going? Well, some of you are already there, aren't you? You know, the pedophile rings. Have you heard much from Hollywood complaining about the president lately? Shh, don't say anything about the president. He might tell them about, you know, that maybe Johnny Jones over there, the actor, is a pedophile. Oh, shocking. That might come out. Oh, really? Yeah, the whispers, yeah. Yeah, good luck, Hollywood. Good luck. Good luck on your pedophilia rings out there. Yeah. And good luck on the fact that you've been contributing to Antifa. And your financial records are wide open, and you've been contributing to a terrorist organization in the United States of America. Major league felonies. If you're thinking about these people that have been going to jail because they've been trying to get their kids in college and paying millions of dollars to do so to a very grateful university system or a private university such as University of Southern California. Oh, we love the money, but shocking. We would let her in anyway. That group, you are all going down. You're all going down because of that relationship. Just a few things to think about. Your time has come. And it's about time. It's about time we crush this rebellion. Now listen, this started years ago. This is a highly sophisticated process. This is a highly sophisticated plan that has been put in play, and Donald J. Trump is stopping it. Because we are not going to roll over to the one world order. And those of you that put us in this position, Nancy Pelosi, and all of your little minions in Northern California who you have connections with, don't be surprised when the knock comes on your door that you yourself and yourselves are wanted. First, you'll be arrested. Then you'll be charged. Then you'll be serving long prison terms. Justice will be had.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Sean Hannity talking last night. Interesting.
We have been very clear. Peaceful protesting surrounding this horrific death of George Floyd are warranted and substantial and the right thing to do. Nobody likes what they saw. In a country now that is split, this is not Republican, Democrat. This is not conservative, liberal. Universally, except for maybe a few keyboard warriors down in their basement in their underpants, we're all in agreement that that foot, that knee on that neck for that sustained period of time is unacceptable. It is a death sentence for somebody. Period. End of sentence. Anger, grief surrounding that video is appalling, something all Americans feel tonight. Floyd was handcuffed on the ground when the Minneapolis officer, Derek Chauvin, applied lethal pressure to the most vulnerable part of the human body, the neck. It went over 8 minutes, smashing his face into the pavement while screaming that he cannot breathe. When we get to the autopsy in a minute, we now discover that there were facial scars. That's how pinned down he was to that pavement. Unfortunately, other police officers could have stepped in and did not. Why? We haven't heard from them yet. We need to. According to this independent autopsy conducted by Dr. Michael Biden, George Floyd was killed by that act. As a matter of fact, there's now a report out of the examiner's office in Minnesota that says the same thing. But the preliminary report said just the opposite. We know the president has asked for an expedited investigation from the very beginning, and that includes the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Civil Rights Division, coordinating with local police departments in the area and local law enforcement officials. Justice will be served. Already, Chauvin has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The other officers stood by, did nothing to stop him. They have all been fired. More state charges and federal charges could be on the way. President Trump has directed the DOJ to go forward with that civil rights investigation. That means, yes, federal charges very possible in this case. Sadly, now the life and death of George Floyd is getting overshadowed by criminals, anarchists, those looting and burning, groups like Antifa, who are wreaking havoc on the streets of our cities. At this point, Hundreds of businesses now have been utterly destroyed, storefronts smashed in, fires burning out of control, looting in many great American cities. Business owners violently attacked. Rochester, New York, a woman was savagely assaulted by an angry mob of young men who were vandalizing her store. A man in Dallas, this is unconscionable, he was beaten unconscious. Dozens of Secret Service agents protecting the White House, they were injured by rioters throwing projectiles in that case. Police officers across the country face similar injuries. One NYU-trained lawyer arrested now for hurling a Molotov cocktail at the NYPD. St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City was defaced with curse words and BLM spray painted onto the stone. The historic St. John's Church in D.C., what we call the Church of the Presidents, that was lit on fire. The president made a visit there later this afternoon. And believe it or not, this is just one small part of the unacceptable level of violence and anarchy from this weekend's riots. Take a look.
Hands up! Hands up!
We support the right of peaceful protesters, and we hear their pleas. But what we are now seeing on the streets of our cities has nothing to do with justice or with peace.
I saw people converging on the police vehicle. I saw people throwing things at the police vehicle. That is not peaceful protest.
This is not in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. This is chaos.
Let me be clear. What we are all witnessing as a country is a fundamental failure of liberal governments, liberal governors, liberal mayors all across the country. Philadelphia, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, and other major cities now ravaged by chaos. Well, they've been run by Democrats for decades. The first line of defense, that would be the governors, that would be the mayors, that would be local police departments surrounding the police, other police departments, state troopers that get called up, state guardsmen get called up. And then, of course, they always had at their ready the president, who's been saying now for some time he has the National Guard ready for anybody that will ask for it. That is their role to ask. But now the president has stepped up. And the president said, if you don't control it, I will. The infrastructure in these cities has been crumbling for decades. The school systems in these very same cities, they have been failing our children, our American family for decades. They have now failed generations of children. In many cases, the violence is completely out of control and has been even before all of this happened. Already in Chicago, 200 murders this year, and we're not even halfway through the year. This has been going on now for years. Why hasn't that problem been solved? Democratic mayors and governors in these cities and these states, they make a lot of promises every 2 years, every 4 years. They spend a lot of taxpayer money. They tax their citizens to death, but even after death. But when they're needed, guess what? When they're most needed, nowhere to be found. Just like they blew it and were not prepared at all for coronavirus in states like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Well, Donald Trump bailed them out there. They know about Antifa and they know about these anarchists. They know the risks that they pose. They have let this build and build and build and do nothing to stop the violence. Maybe on night one, they could have said they weren't prepared. What's your excuse for nights two, three, four, and five? They knew cities are vulnerable to looting and violence during times of unrest, yet they're totally unprepared for anything, as always. This is beyond an epic fail and a disgrace and a total, complete dereliction of their duty. So how do you let rioters burn down a police station? Not one, but two. How do you let them loot store after store after store? How do you let them destroy already struggling businesses.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's interesting to see this whole thing pan out, isn't it? Play out. Sometimes these things need to play out so that we can move forward. So that people can see the light. So that we can rebuild our country. And we can rebuild our country with the spirit of the founding fathers. You know, those white supremacists that the Antifa folks and Black Lives Matters call them. Amazing. Amazing how really, truly ignorant these people are. It really is. And they are ignorant. They are absolutely ignorant people. But, you know, when you live in a world of ignorancy, it's easy to be deceived, isn't it? And that's exactly what we have. And, of course, the youth who have been deliberately dumbed down by a system to get us to this point where they can be easily manipulated by the powers that be and become useful idiots. Of course, that's not their fault, growing up in an environment that was created around them by the totalitarians. Anyway, so much for the youth movement. Things are going to change, and change rapidly. And it's about time, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. All the information you need about New California is right there, including today's Grievance Number 6, Chapter 2, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.